Hello, welcome. You're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with your co-host Natalie
and Chloe.
And today we have some special guests on the show today. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, it's Ingrid.
And my name's Steven.
And what do you guys do?
I write for our blog.
And I point and click at bands and stuff. So.
Cool. Yeah, so for those familiar with our website, the Permanent Rain Press, we have a couple of our team members in today to share their song picks and talk about life. All that fun stuff. But yeah, so we'll be back. We'll talk some more in a bit. We're going to kick things off with our first song, which is...
This is Chloe's pick, and it's called Young Old by Elliot Maganeau, I want to say. He's a singer-songwriter from Montreal, and this was from his latest album, which was out in November.
Ooh.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. What was the song we just heard?
That was Sirens by the Pack AD, which is one of the coolest female duo bands, I think, in Vancouver. I think it's, like, my favorite song by them, too. One of the first songs I heard by them. Oh, they're just rad chicks in general, I think.
Very cool. And, yeah, we're going to play another song for you now.
It's called Boats, actually. It's by Decibota. A little known fact, Decibota is actually the side project of Vancouver band Ono Yoko's drummer. It's weird. I think that's the best way you could possibly describe it. But anyway, let's give it a listen.
Gonna let me go. Why won't you give me a chance to show you every side of me and how I'm meant to be? Cause you're too scared to let me in. Let this love begin. Never wanna let. Cause you're too scared to let me in.
welcome back. So the song you just heard was Never Wanna Let You Go by Megan Nicole, who is a pop artist, and her single was released in 2014.
Yes, and the next song we are going to play for you is a bit of an older song by a band called Jets Over Ahead, and they're a Victoria indie rock group. I'm not quite sure, they might be on hiatus now because they haven't released anything new in a while, but they have a ton of great albums, and this is a track called Seem So Far off their 2006 release, Bridges. Enjoy!
Yeah. Baltimore Cabaret, VA Kong, with openers Freak Heat Leaves. This is a sold-out show, but a limited quantity of tickets may be available at doors. For more info, check on the show's Facebook page. Also from Timber Concert soon, Ghostface Killa this Friday at the Alexander, Arab Music this Saturday at the Electric Hour, and Belle and Sebastian this April 8th at the Vogue. To learn more about Timber Concerts and the shows they are bringing to Vancouver, go online to timberconcerts.com.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Welcome back. The song you just heard was Sober by At Sea, which was their latest single from their upcoming debut EP Bleak Tropics, which drops on April 5th. They actually have a show tomorrow at the Emerald with Eastwoods and Tegan Walgren, so you should definitely check that out. Great instrumental, what would you call them? Instrumental
indie pop, not pop rock, I don't know.
Anyways, great music, based in Vancouver, originally, the founding members originally from,
I want to say Indonesia.
Yeah, Jakarta, I think. So yeah, they have a great music, definitely check out their EP in April, and Ingrid will introduce her next song pick.
Alright, this one's pretty cool. It's called Lovesick by a Vancouver band, The Gay 90s. I, like, love this song, but they never played in concert, so you kind of just gotta listen to it online, like, over and over and over again, getting the feels going, and then just cry, because, like, it's so good.
I'm not afraid to die.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
So that song you just heard is called Hearts. It's a mashup from local producer Isocine, however you want to pronounce that. It's interesting to know that actually he worked with a person named Jeremy Lin, who's also Vancouver local, and Serena Sun, who also is Vancouver local, to make that amazing track. If you know a little bit about ISO Scene, he actually got a start with a Justin Bieber Slipknot mashup, which, in my personal opinion, is kind of terrible, but it blew him up and it gave him the opportunity to make such amazing tracks as the one you just heard. Anyhow, that's just me. I think he's cool. But moving along, what's up next?
Our next segment.
Yeah, our food puns segment.
Oh, puns. Yay.
So, yeah, I'm just going to read a few from this book. That I
go over the premise. Natalie reads the food puns, and then she tries to elicit a response from whoever else is in the studio, which is usually just me, Chloe. But now we have guests, so she can try. Hopefully, it will work better on them than it's worked on me.
I'm excited.
Okay. Where do strawberries play music?
Where do they play them?
Guess it. Oh.
At a jam session.
See?
No, it's okay. Where does a criminal with a sweet tooth belong? Behind chocolate bars.
Yeah. Come on, Ingrid, you said you were gonna laugh.
Why aren't you helping me?
I'm at a loss for words.
Did you hear about the guy who runs a fruit store?
No.
He's buried in work.
Buried.
These I don't know what's funny or your jokes or your face right now. Oh my god.
Okay, let me find one more.
One more, okay.
It's not really been a successful run, has it?
No.
Here, this is from a section called Cold Cuts.
Oh.
There's themes in here too. It says, what does he order at a fast food stand?
What does who order?
Who is he?
Well, it's the theme is cold cuts. I don't know. What just along that theme. It's chili burgers.
Because they're cold, yep.
So, you know, if anyone wants to hear any more of these hilarious, obviously hilarious food jokes, it's a old Scholastic book.
Severely outdated.
Yeah, severely outdated. It says it was made in, 1997 or something, so, you know. But I'm sure they're still making jokes just like these in the new ones, so.
Few uneasy laughter. Moving on. What's
sorry,
up next?
Sorry for yammering on. Oh, sorry. Yes. I tried.
What's up next?
New song. This is a song called It Gets Better Before It Gets Worse by a Victoria bedroom rock band called Bodies.
That reminds me of your jokes.
Thank you. I blinked twice to at least pass the year. If you say my face changed, and it changed who we are. It changed when you fucked that worthless cunt in the back of his mother's car.
Well, that was actually really, really nice. I really loved that one line. I won't repeat it, but yeah, something about being in a car, right? So what are we having up next, Natalie? What album are you trying to get up? It's Dead Soft, you said?
Yes, it's Dead Soft. This is actually another one of Ingrid's picks. You want to
Cool, so like Dead Soft is another band from here. I think I saw them first when they opened up for the Pack AD, coincidentally. I think we're going into Death March, right? Is that my song pick? It's another solid one. Good 90s kind of feel to it. Yeah.
90s are good.
It's a good time to be alive, you know?
We were twice as hard to Hey there, CITR members. CITR's annual general meeting is this March 30th at the UBC Sub Ballroom. The annual general meeting consists of reports, elections for new community board members, elections for the leaders of next year's student executive, and voting on bylaw changes. It is a super important event for CITR members to attend. We need at least 60 student members present to be able to vote, so please tell your pals. After the annual general meeting, we will have a volunteer appreciation party, celebrating accomplishments throughout the year, giving away prizes, and offering free food. This March 30th at the UBC Sub Ballroom.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
So that was The Option of Killing Yourself Before a Stroke Takes Over Your Life by local band Open Letters, as requested on our Facebook page by Patrick Ferrugia. And before that, we heard Unravel by TK from the popular anime Tokyo Ghoul, which just had its last episode of Season 2 today. So if you're a fan, go over and watch it. It is amazing. I can vouch for that. But moving right along, what do we have up next, Natalie?
We do have one more song. I think we can wait a couple more minutes to play it, because it will be the last song we play. The hour's almost wrapping up, but I just want to know how did you guys like either your first CITR experience?
I mean, I'm glad I didn't mess up like I did last time, so...
It's good. It's fun. It's hot in here. Oh my god.
It is. I don't even know why, because the weather's not that great. But, I mean, there's no windows in here. It's just, like, a boiler room.
Are you kidding? It's, like, it's so sunny outside right now.
Really?
It's, yeah, you need to get out of here.
I'm stuck in classes all day, so.
Oh, no.
But, yeah.
A student and a radio host and the manager of, like, a really popular music blog. What are you doing with your life, Natalie?
Oh,
staying indoors.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Figuring out life, yeah.
I think we should ask for more requests next time. I think that was really cool, actually. It's a neat way to learn new music, right? Not only for our listeners, but for ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm. We should. Just for coming up in a couple weeks' time on our next show, which will be on Thursday, April the 9th. Yeah, Chloe and I will be back. We don't have any themes planned out right now, so maybe we'll take requests we might have a musician come on and play some songs. We'll keep you guys updated on our social media pages for that. The Spice of Life will be coming up in the next hour. If you guys want to stay tuned and keep listening to CITR, lots of great instrumental post-rock in that show. Thanks to Ingrid and Steven for coming out.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Anytime.
We are pretty great people, we know. Yeah, all right. So everybody hear that? April 9th. Tune in. We'll be back.
Cool.
Well, Ingrid and I won't be, but I mean,
you guys can come back. You guys are welcome.
We can come back. Okay, we'll be back. We'll see you on April 9th, guys. What's up next?
We're going to play one last song for you. This is Natalie's, mine. I talk about myself in the third person and stuff a lot. But this is a song by a band called Rebel on a Mountain. And a bunch of the members actually went to UBC. They played at the AMS Block Party last year, which was kind of neat. This is a track off their EP, the Calendar EP, which came out in November of 2013. And it is a song called Vancouver Homebound. Thank you guys for listening.
There's a darkening in the sky, it swings in the evening, but I don't mind if it shines on my ceiling, because gold is just a stone. There'll be the light on your table and be the mess on your floor. When you watch the shoreline rip your arms and bring you to a never-ending lie. You could have been an East Coaster, cause I've seen many hearts in a minute. And my grey is the colour when you push the red aside. Could have been an East Coaster. Could have been an East Coaster. Could have been an East Coaster.